still be friends, and she didn't care. But anyway, I tried last week for to go.
It's been a tremendous game here at AU Williams. What a game. Ball at the one. Single back Rycroft. Cooper under center. Reddy's big up front. So are the Tigers. Last play of the Battle of the Ravine. The give to Rycroft. He puts his head down. He runs for the goal line. He is. It's close.
He scored.
It is no good. They're waving it off. He fell short by a half yard. Henderson State stops Ouachita. And the Reddies win 41-36. Fourth and 17. They need the four to keep the drive going. Reddies lead by eight. Stop them here, you win. Jordan takes the snap. Rycroft flushed out to the right. Jordan throwing for the end zone. That pass tipped in the air.
Yes!
Intercepted by the Reddies, and Henderson's going to win. The Reddies win by a final of 60-52, and you can put it in the books.
All right. Just a couple of the dramatic, fantastic finishes in the history of the Battle of the Ravine. Scott Maxfield had a great seat for both of those. He was on the winning side of both of them, including that triple overtime thriller last year. And this year, it's Henderson at home. Coach, congratulations on what's been another great season so far. A lot riding on the matchup with Ouachita, as usual this year. We welcome you in on the week of the Battle of the Ravine.
Well, it's good to be here. You know, every time you play Ouachita, it's a big game. But with the conference championship on the line for us, they've already clinched a share of the title. But you know, we have a chance to get a piece of that pie, and we're doing everything we can to get it.
Does it feel different preparation wise through the week? I'm sure your kids put a little extra emphasis on it, but from a coaching standpoint, anything different, or is it a typical game week?
Well, every time you get into this game, it's a little added incentive, and you can tell a little difference in the tempo of practice, just the feel around town on campus, and then our football facility. So it's a special week, and we're excited about it again this year.
Came down to a couple of defensive stops in those two thrillers, I guess. It was two of the last three games that you played against Ouachita Baptist. Triple overtime last year. When you think about all the things that happened to get to the victory in the end of that one last year, what stands out to you?
Well, in both of those games, we had big leads going into the fourth quarter, and Ouachita did a good job of coming back and making some outstanding games out of both those games. So we just got to hang on. I mean, anytime you play a rival game, you know, anything can happen. Both teams are going to be extremely enthusiastic about it, and we just got to play good, solid football. We're a good football team. They're a good football team, so it should be an outstanding game.
Last week, Kevin Rogers, who's had an incredible career, had another big day, over 500 yards passing. Going back to last year's game, over 400, or I guess he had right at 460 yards, six touchdowns, just a ridiculous game. He is wrapping up his career. It's hard to believe it's almost over. What's it been like coaching him, Coach? And we've talked to him. I know he's an impressive young man off the field too, but from your perspective, dealing with him both on the field and off the field, what's it been like? And you thinking about now, it's his last regular season game.
Well, Kevin's just been a special guy to coach. I mean, he's such a great person, leader, outstanding football player. You know, you put all that total package together, it's just a guy that, you know, those opportunities to coach somebody like him don't come around very often. So we've had a great run with him, had back-to-back undefeated seasons in 2012, 2013, 130 regular season games in a row with Kevin. I think we hadn't lost a road game in 3 years either. So we did get our regular season win streak broken, but you know, that had to come sooner or later. It's hard to win every game every year. But,
yeah, that's right. I was going to say the weirdest thing happened. You guys lost a regular season game this year. You know, sometimes we talk about teams learning and maybe benefiting in some cases from a loss during the season. Do you think your kids took anything away from that game? Was that an eye-opening experience? I mean, you're playing a really good team in Harding that was ranked all year as well, so it's not like you got beat by some group of players that weren't any good. But did you guys take anything positive away from the loss?
Well, we did. I mean, we had gotten away. You know, anytime you have that much success, you know, you overlook some little things at times. And, you know, we had some small details that we weren't as sharp on as we had been in the past. Some little things that just the details that we have concentrated on since that loss that I think have made us a better football team. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, some of the best lessons in life come after a loss. And we feel like you know, it got us focused back and brought us back down to reality a little bit. And I think it's made us a better football team.
Scott Maxfield joining us in the Zone on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline this weekend. Again, it is the Battle of the Ravine between Ouachita Baptist and Henderson. If you guys are able to win this weekend, Coach, and Harding wins their finale, I think they're playing Tech this weekend, what happens with the conference? How does that shake out?
Well, it'll be a three-way tie, the tri-champions for the conference championship. So,
from a postseason standpoint, is it just whoever's ranked in the regional standings?
It is. It all comes down to regional rankings, and you know, right now, Ouachita is number two in the region, Harding's number six, so we could throw that for a complete loop if we're fortunate enough to win Saturday. We really shake things up. I think, you know, if we win, we're definitely in the hunt to be in the playoffs. So, you know, that's out of our hands. All we can control is what we do on the field Saturday. And so we're not going to worry about that until after the game.
We've talked a lot about your offense, and that's what gets the headlines. Defensively, going up against Ouachita, what concerns you the most? What kinds of things are you preparing for specifically?
Well, they're a very solid team. They do a great job of running their offense. They've got a really good offensive line. They're a good running football team, but then they can be dangerous throwing it as well. They've got a very athletic quarterback and some good wide receivers. You know, you don't get to be 9-0 like they are without being a good football team. So they're definitely difficult to defend, and we're going to have to play well.
Well, Coach, it's going to be fun. I mean, again, it seems like every year we get to this point and there's always a ton on the line, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what shakes out. Do you have, I mean, what's your confidence level if you guys win as far as the playoffs go? I guess I haven't looked at the rankings in the last couple of weeks. What's it set up like? I mean, is there a pretty good chance the winner of this game goes?
I definitely feel like if we win, we're in the playoffs.
Okay.
So, you know, That will come down to some people that we don't have control over. But, you know, we're sitting number 9 in the region right now, but Ouachita's number 2. So if you beat the number 2 team, I definitely feel like we'll jump in the top 6.
Yeah. Well, I think that would probably be a safe bet. Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. We appreciate the time very much. I know it's a busy week for you, and maybe we'll catch up next week and talk about what I know you hope is a Henderson victory.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. That's Scott Maxfield, the head coach of Henderson State University. Again, and really the last few years, Pat, you know all too well, the class of this conference has been those three schools we talked about, Henderson State and Harding and Ouachita Baptist. And,
yuck,
you know, Southern Arkansas has thrown a wrench in it for some people this last couple of years as well. They've been on the rise the last
couple
of years.
You know, I can't help but thinking when we were sitting up in the press box, it was very easy for me to look over and be able to spy on Henderson State's field.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think that they – all of them spy on each other during this practice week to
one
figure
must
out
wonder
what's going on. Wouldn't you? That's so important, this
I
game.
I would. Every
it's
advantage
so
you get. Yeah, the uniqueness of it is just, it's such a cool
not
thing.
Not that they don't know everything about
it. Just
each
makes me
anyway
sad. And this is another year where they're missing the opportunity that, like, ESPN isn't down there doing some kind of feature for game day. It would be such a great story I think all of America would enjoy.
Well, especially this year with how exciting Kevin Rogers is.
Yeah.
And just the
well,
the
there's
hype
so
around
much on
him
the line.
Well, you know you're going to get a great game. You know, something fun's going to happen.
Yeah, if history holds.
Kid's going to throw for 500. We know that's going to happen.
He's going to throw for 5. He may or may not win.
Yeah.
You know? We got a chance to meet Kyle Frazier before the season began,
and then
too.
Kyle, yeah.
Great kid. He's got a great story, too.
Big
so
kid. This would have been the year.
Well, I'm going to be out of town, unfortunately. This would have been, you know, the football program fell with an open week, but of course UCA basketball does not, so I won't be able to go. I'm going to be out of town. I wish I could go, though. I would love to be down there this weekend. It is going to be great atmosphere, whether the weather's good or not. It's a 3:00 kick, though, so it won't be too bitterly cold. And if you're a Razorback fan, you can go watch your favorite team in the Battle of the Ravine and still make it home in time to watch the Razorbacks kick it off. So
I was confused about that clip you played earlier.
Which one?
The one where RJ said, "It's in!" And then Phil said, "He stopped him!" What actually ended up happening?
Well, they were running for the goal line. Ouachita Baptist had the ball. They had to score to prolong the game. They did not, or some people would argue they did, but they called him short of the end zone. So
almost.
You know.
My man Hawk was
he gets excited.
Wishful thinking.
He gets excited.
A tremendous game here at AU Williams.
Oh, yeah.
What a game. Ball at the one. Single back Rycroft. Cooper under center. Reddy's big up front. So are the Tigers. Last play of the Battle of the Ravine, the give to Rycraw. He puts his head down. He runs for the goal line. He is. It's close.
He's short.
It is no good. Okay. They're waving it off. He fell short by a half yard. Henderson State stops Ouachita, and the Reddies win 41-36.
He's short. I thought he said he scored.
Yeah.
Good call, Hawk. Wow, guy's got.
He's got chops.
Eyes like an eagle. Except he's a hawk.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, did you see the greatest Photoshop ever this weekend?
Photoshop. Somebody Photoshopped his face onto the Hulk, and he called it the Incredible Hawk. And he looked. I got to show it to you. It's incredible. Look on my Twitter. Amazing.
Wait. RJ?
Yes,
AJ.
RJ.
Hi, Brooke Drake here at All About Tire and Brake. Everything rotates around you.